Alright folks, welcome back to Clarity First. Your daily dose of stoic wisdom to help you cut through the noise and laser focus on what really matters. Now, I'm Dylan Brooks, your friendly neighborhood stoic guide, here to help you navigate this crazy world with a little more calm, clarity, and maybe even a dash of humor along the way. Ever feel like your mind is a runaway train, barreling down the tracks, fueled by negativity? You know that feeling when worry starts whispering in your ear, doubt creeps into your thoughts, or frustration takes over. It happens to the best of us. But what if I told you there's a way to gently guide that train back onto the tracks to quiet the inner critic and find a sense of peace amidst the chaos? Today, we're diving deep into the art of letting go, specifically those pesky negative thoughts and emotions that can hijack our focus and drain our energy. And trust me, this isn't about burying your feelings or pretending everything's sunshine and rainbows. It's about developing a healthy relationship with them, acknowledging their presence without letting them dictate your experience. Here are 5 key takeaways to help you master the art of letting go. 1. Recognize the reality. The first step is awareness. Notice those negative thoughts and emotions as they arise. Don't judge them, just observe them like clouds passing by in the sky. Remember, they are temporary visitors, not permanent residents. Think about it like this. We wouldn't let a fly buzz around our head all day, would we? We'd swat it away or simply ignore it. Thoughts and emotions are similar. Acknowledge their presence, but don't let them take over your entire mental landscape. 2. Challenge your thoughts. Once you've identified those negative thoughts, ask yourself, is this thought really true? Is there evidence to support it? Often, our negativity stems from irrational beliefs or assumptions. By questioning these thoughts, we can start to unravel their grip on us. Remember, just because a thought pops into your head doesn't make it factual. Focus on what you can control. Life is full of uncertainties, but dwelling on things beyond our control only breeds frustration and anxiety. Instead, shift your focus to what you can influence: your actions, your attitude, and your responses to situations. Take the example of traffic jams. You can't control the cars around you, but you can control how you react. Put on some music, listen to a podcast, or use the time for mindfulness exercises. 4. Practice gratitude. Cultivating gratitude is a powerful antidote to negativity. Take a moment each day to appreciate the good things in your life, big and small. It could be a warm cup of coffee, a supportive friend, or simply the feeling of sunshine on your skin. Think about it like this. Gratitude is like a mental muscle. The more you practice it, the stronger it becomes. 5. Seek support when needed. Remember, you don't have to go through this alone. Talk to a trusted friend or family member, join a support group, or consider seeking professional help if needed. Let me paint a picture for you. Imagine Sarah, a young woman juggling work deadlines, personal commitments, and the ever-present pressure to do it all. She's constantly bombarded with negative thoughts: I'm not good enough, I can't keep up, I'll never have it all figured out. Sound familiar? One day, Sarah decides to take a step back. She practices mindfulness, recognizing her racing thoughts without judgment. She challenges the negativity, asking herself for evidence and reframing her thinking. She starts focusing on what she can control: her work ethic, her time management, and her self-care. And she finds solace in connecting with supportive friends who remind her of her strengths and worth. Slowly but surely, Sarah begins to let go of the negativity that was holding her back. She feels more calm, confident, and capable. So, what are you taking away from today's episode? Remember, letting go isn't about suppressing your emotions, it's about cultivating a healthy relationship with them. You have the power to choose how you respond to those negative thoughts and feelings. Recognize them, challenge them, and redirect your energy towards things that bring you joy, purpose, and fulfillment. Now, I want to hear from you. Share your thoughts, experiences, or any challenges you're facing with letting go in the comments below. And don't forget to subscribe to Clarity First for daily doses of stoic wisdom to keep your mind sharp and focused. Until next time, stay clear and keep striving.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.